Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Today, police in San Antonio are investigating whether former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky molested a teenage boy he'd brought from Pennsylvania to a bowl game in San Antonio. And the Penn State Board of Trustees held a regularly scheduled public meeting today, pledging to set up a committee to investigate criminal charges against Sandusky and two school officials. Sandusky accused of abusing children, officials accused of lying about it. Longtime football coach Joe Paterno and Penn State president Graham Spanier are not charged, but were, of course, fired on Wednesday. And now Mike McQuarrie, the assistant coach who told a grand jury investigation that he saw Jerry Sandusky raping a young boy in the school's locker rooms in 2002 and that he told Paterno. McQuarrie will not be at tomorrow's game because school officials fear for his safety. Kevin Armstrong is in State College, Pennsylvania. He's with the New York Daily News. Kevin, so much in this story continuing to go on. McQuarrie, we understand, will not be on the sidelines. He may be, at the game, not on the sidelines. And why do officials fear for his safety?
They said that they had received threats, and it was the university's recommendation that McQuarrie not attend the game. Originally, it was being debated whether he would coach from a booth above the field or on the sidelines. The booth was suggested by some of the board of trustee members at the university, and then when multiple threats came in, the university issued a statement, one sentence last night, that essentially said he will not be in attendance due to those threats.
Well, and McQuarrie is being fiercely criticized. Yes, he witnessed this assault. He called his father, went home, and the next day then called and told Joe Paterno, but he didn't stop the assault that he saw, and that's why he's one of the reasons he's being criticized. But I just want to address this board meeting that was held today. Were you surprised, as we were, that it opened and went right into a discussion of enrollment, and that except for the announcement of a committee to study the scandal, there was not really much mention of it?
Right. It was a previously scheduled meeting. They said there would be an amended agenda. Mainly the amendments were simply to introduce the new President Erickson, who essentially making his first meeting at a board meeting as a first appearance at a board meeting as president. But he did express his sorrow for the and sympathy for the victims. But then, yes, really there was no mention of the sexual abuse case until after enrollment and several other university issues were addressed. Then finally at the end of the meeting, the special committee, which is going to be led by Board of Trustees member Kenneth C. Frazier, an attorney, was discussed in terms of just saying that there's going to be a thorough investigation and they'll make their findings public if and when it's completed.
Well, but as more and more people get to read the grand jury investigation, and we have it posted at hereandnow.org, the anger seems to be rising. We're hearing now, for instance, that the school is going to defend the two officials that have charges against them. And the biggest questions a lot of people have are about the discrepancy between what those officials told the grand jury investigation and what Mike McQuarrie says he told them. McQuarrie, in his grand jury testimony, is very explicit about what he saw. He tells in graphic detail what he saw. Those officials say that, in later testimony, they say that he told them it was something like horseplay. What are people on campus saying about this real discrepancy?
Right. The elements of truth which are being debated are clear. There's several people, if not, an entire slew of administrators and or members of the Penn State community who are lying in this case because there are too many versions of what was exchanged, what was informed, what was passed up to immediate supervisors for there not to be, a corroborative effort by the Penn State administrators in terms of finding the truth. Mm-hmm. And, can they police themselves? That's another question. The Special Investigative Committee is one thing. It's a nice press conference, but a lot of people on campus are questioning whether that'll truly complement the, Pennsylvania State authorities as well as State College Police and all those investigating them. from the police angle.
Yeah, and as we know, a college and local police investigated charges against Sandusky in 1998 and decided to drop them. So given all of this, is there any talk at this late stage of the game, and literally the game, that the game might be canceled tomorrow? We understand that these games, the football program, brings in upwards of $60 million to this school, $10 million just in the parking, you know, $25 million in the sale of sweatshirts and, you know, other swag. You know, is there any sense, this is the last home game, senior day, any sense that between now and tomorrow, because of threats and other things, it might be canceled, Kevin?
The Nebraska school newspaper expressed that sentiment, and you know, I have not heard that on Penn State's campus itself, or you know, from administrators there. But like you said, this is a game that will bring in 100,000 people to Beaver Stadium. Many of them will wear you know, gear that they're buying either on that day or have purchased in the recent future or recent past, and you know. You look at College Avenue here, and it's still lined with, you know, Joe Paterno, you know, Joe Knows Football T-shirts, and all the great brand that he developed over the years. But you also look at, you know, that's one angle of, you know, appearing and, you know, financial stability that the football program offers there. But now, in light of the scandal, Cars.com requested not to be advertised on the ESPN broadcast with the game this week against Nebraska, and what is scheduled to be a road game next week at Ohio State. So clearly there's going to be fallout that the school is going to face financially. And, you know, whether they cancel this game this weekend or, you know, any in the near future, there's still issues that are going to, they're going to get the backlash from this scandal.
Kevin Armstrong of the New York Daily News, in-state college, Pennsylvania. Kevin, thank you.